Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the Jason and John Show.
Evan Daniels joins us now. Evan!
What's up, boys?
Good scoop,
everything.
Man.
Good scoop.
Look at you. There's a lot to get to here. Let's start with just the timing of the decision. Sort of, I think everybody was under the impression that it would be until July before RJ officially, declared his intentions as it related to reclassifying. What sped things up?
Well, from talking to his father, Rod, this morning, I think, he had a strong performance at USA Basketball at the Final Four. And then, over the weekend, he's never played in the Nike EYBL before. And he played his first weekend in the Nike EYBL and averaged nearly 29 points. In four games, and EYBL competition is the best in the country. And I think when they were headed back, and I know before the event, RJ and Rod had talked pretty extensively about this, and I think on the plane back, they had another serious conversation about it and just decided that, he didn't have anything left to prove in high school and was ready to get to college.
How high would you? I know this is a question everybody wants to ask you, Evan. I'm sure they're already doing it. How high would you put him in your rankings for 2019? How high up the list does he go?
So here's the deal. Next Monday, we're releasing our final 2019 rankings. It really won't be final because I think there will probably see 8 to 10 more guys reclassify. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily elite level guys like this, but there's going to be plenty of other guys reclassifying. So there'll be some reshuffling, but our post all-star season and somewhat final rankings will be out next Monday, and I would imagine he'll be somewhere in the 5 to 10 range would be my guess.
Gotcha, 5 to 10 range. Okay,
very educated guess.
Gotcha. Okay, the Final Four for RJ Hampton. Let's get to the schools part of this: Kentucky, Kansas, Memphis, and Texas Tech. Sort of give us a breakdown of your understanding of the Final Four there for RJ.
Yeah, so that four, he's already visited officially three of those. You guys know he's been to Memphis, he's been to Kentucky, he's been to Kansas. Mm-hmm. The interesting addition to the list is Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And his dad said that he was actually the first head coach to call him when coaches could call juniors. Chris Beard called him at midnight. And once they saw that he got the extension yesterday and was planning to stay at Texas Tech, their thought process changed. And they thought, because of what he's been able to accomplish, the quote from his dad was, I'll just read it. He said, "Beard is one of the great minds, and what he's done with less, I'm thinking, what can he do if he gets more?"
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to likely set up a visit to Texas Tech. There's not a date yet. And we'll go from there. If I'm handicapping this, and this is just my opinion, not based on what they've told me, but my opinion, that this is potentially a race between Memphis and Kansas.
A race between Memphis and Kansas.
Wow,
that is interesting. Let's focus on Kansas for a minute before we get to Memphis. What's the draw there? There's certainly, and I don't know what the perception of families may be as it relates to the Kansas situation. What is the attraction for him at Kansas right now?
Well, they have availability on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And Quentin Grimes is I would say, very, very likely to stay in the NBA draft. And they've got use for another ball-handling, playmaking guard that can really score. So I think that's probably the draw there. There's it's obviously Bill Self, and, he's already – Kansas has built a relationship with him, too. So it's not like they're new to the situation, and they've got a need for him.
Evan, I have to ask, John, you look like you want to follow up quick. If I got to ask you this, if they get Precious, I'm talking about Memphis, and they get RJ Hampton, and Precious, I think you've changed your crystal ball. Do you think you've got him? You're liking him to Memphis. They get RJ Hampton to go with that, and James Wiseman. How close are they to being the story in college basketball next year? One of the big ones in college basketball next year, if not the story, because this would feel like a Duke.
Well, how about Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. If you know, they've got James Wiseman. I consider him 1A or 1B in the 2019 recruiting class, sir, with Anthony Edwards. Then you throw in Precious, who is a top 10 prospect. RJ Hampton, a top 10 prospect.
Oh.
Maybe you get a Lester Quinones, too, who I think is a really good top 50 type prospect. You've already got DJ Jeffries on board. That is the look of a Duke or a Kentucky class. The past 10 years, Duke and Kentucky have battled it out for number one in the recruiting class rankings. And that's what those classes have looked like. Multiple top 10 guys, multiple five-star players with a couple of really high four-star prospects. If Memphis were able to pull, you know, they still got to get some stuff done.
Sure.
Got to go out and get RJ Hampton and go out and get Precious Achiuwa and a Lester. But if you get those three guys, you are talking about arguably the biggest story in college basketball next year.
Yeah, I think that is definitely true. We are, of course, talking to Evan Daniels of 247. You should follow him on Twitter. Does a great job on college basketball on Twitter, at Evan Daniels. When RJ sits down and he makes this decision, and maybe I'm missing something, but if the goal is to maximize your year in college, right, and to win as much as you possibly can in college, is Memphis not the logical, and I'm not asking you, like, to predict where he's going, but logically, like, isn't Memphis where you have the best chance to do that with sort of what they have coming in?
Is it the best place for him to maximize his potential?
Yes.
So you're asking?
Yeah.
That's not for me to answer. I mean, is there availability and a need for him at Memphis? Certainly. I think you could probably answer that question at all four of the schools that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, Memphis has a long-standing relationship with RJ Hampton. They've been recruiting him for quite some time. I know that he's already been on campus. He is a proud member of the Unicorn Fam, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
And he's very close with James Wiseman. So there's certainly reasons to believe that Memphis is in good shape. Now, we'll see how quickly he wants to make a decision and if he decides to take more visits. But, you know, I think heading down the stretch, Memphis has as good a chance as any to reel in RJ Hampton. I'm not saying they're going to get him.
Yeah.
But I'm saying as we kind of reestablish this recruitment, because, you know, it's kind of reset. You got four schools. We'll see what happens. I think they're in great shape. See,
Evan, this is crazy.
It all plays out.
I mean, Memphis is buzzing right now, Evan. You realize it. I mean, this is crazy what we're talking about here, because no one imagined this. You imagine James Wiseman, maybe you get Trenton Wofford because of Mike's relationships, and we talked about that when Penny got the job. But like we said in the first segment, this would go above and beyond anything Memphis could have ever dreamed if they get, you know, three potential lottery guys and Hampton and Precious to go with Wiseman. It's crazy.
Well, here's the thing. We knew that if Penny took the Memphis job, I thought that he would be able to lock down Memphis.
Yes, sir.
I thought he would.
With you.
He would have. Now, I will say, I there was times in the James Wiseman recruitment, I was maybe skeptical, but looking back, I was being an idiot. You know, I'm not surprised that he's getting all these Memphis kids.
Right. Right.
Now it's the next step. Can they go out and get the national-level recruits like a Precious and like an RJ Hampton? And then that changes things completely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've got a lot to pitch. Look, it's Penny Hardaway. There's a lot for them to pitch right now. But, yeah, I mean, this is major difference from a year and a half ago.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Evan Daniels from 247 on Twitter, at Evan Daniels. On Precious, you crystal balled him to Memphis. Obviously, you know, you're reporting, you're gathering information every single day. Any reason that has changed? Is that still sort of how you feel the recruitment, or at least the trend that it is in right now, is Memphis for Precious?
Yeah, that's where I think it's trended towards. It wouldn't be surprised to see him take an official visit to a Georgia. But I think Memphis has made a pretty strong run at Precious, and I like their position better than anyone at this point.
Yeah, that is certainly music to people's ears in the city of Memphis. Evan, you're the best, man. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for this, Evan.
Oh, of course, fellas. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you, brother.
He is Evan Daniels of 247. So just to kind of recap, definitely believes that RJ Hampton, it comes down to Kansas and Memphis for him. and on Precious still believes it is Memphis trending in his direction, mm-hmm. or excuse me, trending in Memphis' direction for Precious Achiuwa. It is what a time.
Kansas can sell to R.J. Hampton all the opportunity and minutes in the world for you.
Yep.
What they can't sell in terms of a comparison to Memphis is a better shot in the national championship.
Yep.
And you're going to make room for R.J. Hampton to play minutes if you're Penny Hardaway, right?
Yep.
Because, again, you're talking about a top 10 guy. Evan said he'd have him somewhere between 5 and 10 ranked in the 2019 class. Well, that's where Precious is just about right now. And he's, of course, mocked at 8-9 in the 2020 mock draft. So, again, that's three potential lottery picks you'd have. This is tremendous.
Yeah, it is. Another thing I meant to mention, he is officially ranked Mason Miller. Mason Miller is now number 66 in the country in the class of 2021.
The class of 2021 in this city is monstrous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.